And I've always said, like, making law enforcement training boring, it should be a sin. It should be
I
a
know.
law against that. Like, there is no reason that you can't come to a training day that it, like, when I teach, I always shoot for like 60, 40, 70, 30 education to entertainment. That's the most enjoyable experience. You will retain more, you have a better time, and you will actually learn more.
Hey guys, if you missed out on the last conference in Nashville, Tennessee, you don't want to miss out on the next one. It's April 28th through May 3rd, Orlando, Florida, the Gaylord Palms Resort and Convention Center. You made a mistake missing the last one. You don't want that to happen again on this one. 5 days of some of the best training you're ever going to experience packed into one event. We have an early bird special right now, $50 off. Use 24 early bird on our website, streetcop.com. Look for the conference, click the link, register today. If you want to get significantly better at this profession in 5 days, don't dare miss out on the 2024 Street Cop Conference.
111, 110.
Hey guys, welcome to this episode of the Street Cop Training Podcast. I'm your founder and CEO of Street Cop Training. And yeah, I'm not wearing a Street Cop shirt today. This is a very rare occasion. Even Captain Flowers, everybody's favorite reoccurring guest. Dude, I get a lot of messages about your podcast episodes and how much people enjoy them. And, you know, I got to just give you some compliments here that you really are like setting precedent and some, you're really giving a lot of hope to the law enforcement community. And namely, some of my friends that are supervisors are like, you know what, dude, I was getting very frustrated, but this dude has inspired me to take on a whole new approach to the position that I'm in.
Man, that's good to hear. That I love hearing that, dude. I'm telling you, one of my good pals, Captain Anthony Price, was sitting in here this morning, and we always talk about this stuff. We talk about, we kind of come from the same bend. We study like extreme ownership from Jocko Willink. We read a lot of the same things and look for a lot of the same, you know, inspirations. And we're always talking about like how to pass on free morale to your folks, how to give over ownership, how to get rid of micromanagement, all of the things that nobody likes and doesn't work in a police department, in a sub sandwich shop, in a mechanics bay, like the things that are universally like hurt productivity and ownership. They're the same all the way around. But for whatever reason, man, our culture, a lot of times we really value this, I'm in charge, which is nuts. So, all right. So while I've got you, all right, you've opened this up. You're wearing that t-shirt. If I send you a D2 limited edition Southside t-shirt, you're going to wear it on your podcast. Deal?
1000%.
100%. What size? Large or extra large?
Come on, bro.
I know.
I've been pumping iron since I'm 18.
I'm with it. I got it. It's coming to you. I'm sending you and Frankie a shirt. Perfect. You got to wear it on.
XL
on.
For Frankie, too.
Respect. Got it. All right. Send a mail.
He's a big dude. Frankie played like college hockey. He's a big boy.
Oh, yeah. All right. Perfect. Coming to you. There's the deal. In front of all of America. You promised. There you go.
How has members of your agency received you being on this show?
It's interesting, man. You don't know, you know, we got 620 cops here, right? And then you have additionally, we've got all the non-sworn evidence folks and forensics folks, and you never know what people are into. Like, you know a lot. I know a lot about my folks. I try to, but you don't know what people are into. But the first time we did this show, you know, months and months ago, man, I had several folks come by and say, hey man, I saw or I listened to your podcast and that was great. I'm a big fan of Dennis. I'm a big fan of Street Cop. And man, that was great. I felt like I was in your lineup. But and since then, man, it's grown. I'm part of a young man mentoring group called Runwell, where we go into the high schools one day a week and train a young group of men. We teach them about masculinity, about manhood, and we also physically train with them. And then we share a meal together each Tuesday night in preparation for a big race at the end of the year. And I was out there talking to all of the mentors are all cops, first responders, and we've got a few EMS and fire guys in there. And one of the retired TAC medics in there, Kerry Cross, he said, dude, I can't get away from your clips from the Street Cop podcast. Everybody's passing them around. He said three or four different people shipped me those things on social media this week. And I said, man, look, that's not like I'm not asking to do that. Me and Dennis have these great conversations. And then he magnifies and amplifies them out. And, I appreciate it because I stand by anything I say. And, we always say the truth is your friend. So it's been real interesting, man. It's been when we first started doing this, when we first met, I said, this would be neat. This would be cool. I like anybody that's telling the truth. and has a big audience where we can cheerlead our profession. But what it's kind of become is kind of otherworldly. It's pretty neat. And a lot of, and I've told you this many times, the kind of folks that listen to and subscribe to your podcast are the kind of cops that I would like to think that I was when I was out on the street. And I like to think I am now, of, you know, hard charging, proactive, assertive, aggressive, innovative. And so they're being attracted to the same message. So I feel like we're hitting kind of a sweet spot, but it's neat, man. It's way cool. I mean, I wear the shirts, I wear the hats. It's kind of cool.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. It's really nice of you, dude.
Yeah, it's great.
Now you can do a show up to the conference.
Yeah, yeah, I know. And you keep bringing it up, and I keep telling you that I like 85% will be there. I told you last time.
You wanted 100% for me to wear your friggin' shirt.
Well, that's a shirt. Now All right. That's a good point. You made a good point. I'm not even going to argue it.
Let me just talk about the conference now. Now, we've been revealing the details because we have solidified a calendar now. So, and I don't want to miss anybody, but we have Ronnie Coleman, 8-time Mr. Olympia, coming.
That's sweet.
Yeah. We have Kurt Angle.
Oh, yeah. Big fan of
him. Coming,
yeah.
WWE superstar, Hall of Fame superstar, and don't forget, Olympic gold medalist.
He was an Olympian. Yeah, don't forget, he was a legitimate, like, on-the-mat wrestler before.
Gold medal wrestler.
Famous. Yep. Yeah, he's solid, man. That's great.
Dangerous Jay Dobbins, guy. Who wrote a book about infiltrating the Hell's Angels.
No Angel. I read it. Great book. Yep.
Yeah. Lou Veloz, he's another up-and-comer. You're going to see him. He's actually filming pilot episodes with the Discovery Channel for...
Awesome.
His deep undercover work. Lou was a really good undercover guy. We have, we got like the lineup continues because we have a lot of friends. Me personally, I mean, I have a lot of friends in the social media field.
Yep.
And so a lot of people who follow these people, they're going to see some of their favorite social media influencers at the conference too. Like guys like Justin Daniels, who's Officer Daniels.
Yeah,
on social on Instagram. Cody Alford's coming back. Jay Redmond's coming back. Jay Redmond's a Navy SEAL who is, and me and Jay have a blossoming in friendship.
Yeah,
and dude, we're still in the talks with more big names. And then on top of that, you're gonna have 5 days of, dude, top level, top notch experience training, and
that's great.
And it's gonna be a great, dude. Like we just, everybody keeps saying, people have been to all the conferences thus far. They're like, dude, every year, I come here thinking, how the fuck is he gonna outdo last year?
Yeah.
And I'm here and I'm like, he did it again. How did you guys do this again?
Yeah.
And so we had 1,600 last year. We'll probably have a full house this year.
That's great, man. And yeah, I've told you, like a lot of the guys and gals that track the podcast. I told Katie Bilbrey's story last time we were on, and she was in here talking about how much she appreciated us talking about her story. But you know, her, Liam Earhart, you know, Brett Smith, a lot of these guys around here, I mean, they're always talking about, man, I want to go to that conference. I'm gonna work a little extra duty and, you know, put that money in a coffer. Like I gotta be there. And these are guys that have been to your regional classes, but they aspire to come to the conference. So yeah, everybody's got it on their radar, which is great.
Let me throw two more things out there, and it is a little bit of a shameless plug too, because I haven't been talking about it a lot. But number one, the typical room rate at the Gaylord Palms, which is at the literally is the bottom of the entrance to Disney. So when you make that left to go up Disney Highway into Disney World and Disney Epcot, it's right there. It's huge. It's a massive resort. It's got an outdoor water park. It's wild. But the typical rate, don't hold me to this, I think it's $500 a night.
Wow.
That week is sold out. The only thing left is our room block. There are other companies that have asked to take over our room blocks. We're also having conventions that week.
Yeah.
And we're like, no, the rate, I think, for the room is like $249 for the night, $259 per night. Yeah. So like,
crazy.
I'm not trying to pump it up, but like, guys, like if you want to stay on scene, and it's a beautiful place, the fucking gym there. Wait till you, bro, like, you know, the gym there is unbelievable. It's like a professional, like a gym you would pay $40 a month to be a part of.
Yeah.
So, you know, all that stuff. And dude, it's like every room, I think, in the room block is two queen beds. So you're talking about you and a partner, literally, you and a friend. And if you go into our Facebook group, a lot of people are looking for like bunkies, like somebody who would split a hotel room with them. And like, dude, we're all cops. So everybody gets along anyway.
Yep. Yeah. Same mindset, same type of guy. Yeah. No, I agree, man. That's cool.
And if it sells out, like, unfortunately, you know, it's not going to, that's it. It sells out. The event has a limited room number size. We don't get 10,000 person rooms. We don't need them yet. And then I'm actually going out, maybe I'll do a little reveal early here, going out the second week of December to scout two locations. So here's a little early reveal. Looks like we could be doing either Dallas or Vegas.
Oh, nice.
For 2025. Yeah.
But Anthony Price and I, we went to the Extreme Ownership Muster in Dallas, Texas 3 weeks ago at the Gaylord Texan Resort, which is right there at the airport too. And it's that was phenomenal. I mean, those properties are top shelf. That's great.
Oh, dude, they're no joke. I mean, we had the last one at the in Nashville, the Gaylord, but
yeah.
Dude, the experience people get, like the training is what it is. You're going to love it. It's fantastic. It's game changing. Yep. You know, Corey, I can't tell you how many people came up to me and said, like, dude, this was the best 5 days of my life.
That's great. Yeah, that's great. That's great.
So I have to own up to that, you know, and there's a lot of moving parts that, but like, dude, we do the best we can. And people always say, man, you guys make it look so effortless. I'm like, yeah, you should come here 2 weeks before and a week after.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. If the product should look like that, but they don't get to see how the sausage is made for months and months. And, you know, and that's the truth, man. Like, you know, a lot of folks, you know, we talk about, you know, paying fees for different trainings. It's just true in life that we are a product of whatever tutelage we sit under, right? I see a lot of young guys and gals come up in the profession and they find themselves under, you know, subpar training, subpar mindsets, and they will necessarily become like that. The other side of that is you seek out real training, you seek out proactive, best of the best, like innovative training, you're going to get sharper. Like you're going to come back with tools that you didn't have last week.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, immediately, you're going to know.
It may be perspective change. Like, you know, people we get there that like never heard that this is what police work looks like. And they're just like, dude, I had no fucking idea this is how actually police work was done.
Yeah. How about this is a blast. And it's the reason that everybody wants our job or fantasizes about it. And the reason they make all the movies about our profession and the TV shows is because if you do it properly, it's a great adventure. It serves the world well. And you can get very fulfilled at doing this, locking up the right guys. I mean, there's a few things better, really.
Other things that I forgot to mention, everybody who's there as a speaker, meet and greet too. So all these guys like Kurt Angle, like you get to hang out with Kurt Angle, meet and greet, take pictures with him. It's gonna be a hell of an event. And you know, I'm not trying to sell people, I'm helping them make an informed decision on whether or not this is for them. The cool thing is that we're running, and I gotta see how we're gonna do this, but you'll see it on our social media platforms. This episode will not be out in time for that offer.
Yeah.
But what we are going to be offering is, and you could tell me how you feel about this, the regular rate. So we have now created Street Cop University. We've been working on it for about 6 months.
Yeah, it looks cool.
And so it will blossom into this beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And it really is so people said, like, you know, do you want to have like 1,000 videos in this library? I'm like, yeah, but I'm not holding the 100 that I already have.
Yes.
To wait for 1,000 while people need training.
Yep. That's
so
right.
We are making an offer on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving this year for 7 days. We are running a half price special on this. So
wow.
The regular rate, but here's the cool thing. It comes with like 3 immediate on-demand classes for free. So free, like immediately get 25 hours of training that you would pay like $2.99 for each course.
Yes.
You would get, you're also going to get a conference ticket in person.
Wow.
So it's a $6.99 conference ticket. So we're talking like $1,700 right now. You're also going to get the first 100 people that sign up get $200 worth of merch. The next 200 get two. I'm sorry, they get $200 worth of merch. The next 200 people get $100 worth of merch sent to them.
Wow!
You also get Street Cop University.
Yeah. Oh wow!
You're locked into the rate for life. You're grandfathered in. It is the only time you'll ever see this rate because we're trying to ramp it up to make it even better.
Yeah.
And you get proactive patrol on demand. You get in person proactive patrol as much as you want. That's my course. Anytime you want, wherever you want.
That's awesome.
$7.99.
You're going to sell. You may sell it out. You may sell it out in 7 days. I mean, I hope
$7.99, dude.
God, like what a deal. That's awesome, man. I like how it goes. That's great.
Yeah, dude. $7.99. That includes the $6.99 conference ticket.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, that's kind of hard to pass up. You know,
so if you're planning to go to the conference, like maybe you want to let your people know, like instead of just saving for the conference ticket, spend the extra $100 and get it all.
No, 100%.
And dude, don't forget every week we have an hour of training coming out. So we have all of our instructors have come in and recorded.
Yeah.
And so there's an hour of professionally recorded training in the topics that they teach, stuff that they actually never even brought to their classes.
Man,
that everybody's going to get, and it's chopped up into 10 to 15 minute pieces, so it makes it easy for muster room style training.
Yeah.
But you know what has happened is in the industry, I thought about this today in the shower. It's so interesting. And I guess it's a good time to talk about it because we're amongst friends here.
Sure. There you go.
And I also want to address the fact that I know you were up here, but you never called me like you said you would, you son of a bitch. Did you get up here to Jersey City?
A month ago, maybe. I'll be up there in a couple of weeks again.
I'm sitting here waiting to try to be friends with you, bro.
Yeah, I'm sorry, dude. Well, you know, the way that show works, I'm tied up in the evening because it records at night. So that's the thing. The show's live 9 to midnight, Friday and Saturday nights. So you're shot from, you know, the call time is 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And so
second
half of the day is shot. So, you know, it's nine-ish.
I'm only breaking chops. But anyway, back to the university thing. I just want to hang out with you really bad, Captain.
Yeah. We'll get it done.
So the university thing, what we've seen in the industry is that manpower issues are a real thing. And so all we hear over and over again from organizations is we have the money, we can't send the bodies. You know, people don't realize that sometimes when somebody gets sent to training in most of the states, in a majority of the states in the country, when you really think about how big and vast this country is, in a majority of the states, typically somebody has to get a day off of work to travel to class. They pay for a hotel room to stay over. Right. They have to they count the day of class as a work day, and they give them another day to travel back. So you're talking about, for a lot of agencies, it's a 3-for-1 deal. So they can't spare the human being from working the patrol beat for 3 days. And and dude, it's like, it's been a real thing. And so we can't accept that as an excuse to not continue to train.
Yeah.
Right. And so people will argue about, like, well, you know, I prefer in-person training, like we all do, but would you prefer no training at all?
Yeah.
And I'm working with a state right now to actually reconfigure their bits and pieces of the recruit program. Mm-hmm. And I explained to some of these people, I said, listen, if this thing will ever be the best it's going to be, it is going to be a digital product, and most of it's going to be.
Yeah.
And I said, because I'm telling you, you're not going to be able to find people that can give the value that we can give, even on a digital platform, compared to, like, and, you know, compared to who you have to teach this topic. We have the Warren Buffett of how to take guns off the street.
Yes.
We have the Elon Musk of how to counter large scale narcotics. We have, it's no different than going to your local financial guy. Like, and when I told him, I go, you can go to Bank of America, and when you walk inside the door, there's a guy in a $130 suit there who will tell you about financial planning.
Right. Yeah.
Or you can try to make an appointment with my financial planner, who represents, I think, $2 billion in assets personally.
Yeah.
But also, we can have that guy because he's one of my best friends. He comes to the event. His organization sets up a booth there. They do consultations. The amount of stuff that I received back from people on that was like, dude, that was fucking fail. He saved my whole family's life. I'm so comfortable sending people that way. So that's what the university thing is. We recognize, and dude, I can train more people, and I can train people more inexpensively when there's a lot of people coming to it.
Yep. Yeah. It's good. And you know, 2020, as much of a disaster as that year was, it taught us this lesson, right? I mean, you can do virtual visits with your doctor to get diagnosed through a device like this, right? And the other side of that is, yeah, you don't get to travel. Maybe, you know, you're not traveling. And I believe, like you do, there's nothing like in-person training. Like, nobody will disagree with that. However, if a guy or a gal is paying for this kind of training and they can put it in their earbuds while they do other things also, run, mow the grass, work out. Dude, I've digested literally thousands of books and trainings over the years, podcasts, just doing other things. And you can't do, that's the other trade, you know, which is, that's what I love about, you know, virtual trainings like this. And yeah, you know, some of them can, you know, some of the platforms you can make them extremely lame, like any training. Like you go to in-person training where a dude is leaning heavily on a PowerPoint and he's clicking through and reading the PowerPoint to it. And I walk out of those trainings. Like that's not a good use of my time on the planet. But the kind of trainings that you guys put on, where at the end of the day, your instructors are worn out because they have legitimately left it all on the floor. That's what you're going to get, even in a virtual format. It's night and day. It's not even the same thing. I'm with it.
We're talking about this first week runs $66 a month, right? Like.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah.
And dude, don't forget. And on top of it, if you can't make it to the conference, we're also going to be either live streaming or recording and post editing the conference. But you'll get the entire conference.
That's awesome.
To sit and watch from because that stuff is different than what they do in class.
Yep.
And so some of our new or outside vendor instructors from other companies, you're not going to be able to get that deal with them. And then we actually have, dude, it's crazy. Like, and I'm super happy for it. And, you know, I really want it to be the beginning of solutions in modern day policing, where you can say to a guy like, hey, man, I know you need training.
Yep.
if it's slow tonight, you can come in off the road, and if you want to spend an hour in your Street Cop University,
yeah,
take a break, relax, and do some training here at work.
Yeah. 66, think about $66 a month. Was that three pizzas or one crappy pair of shoes? I mean, it's just, it's negligible. You will waste money in worse ways, I can assure you.
Well, think about this, dude. Yeah. Like, you know, and again, this is a great, I guess we're just going down this road. It's easy for me to explain. Like, number one, what's your life worth?
Yep.
One of the first free courses people get is life-saving medical tactics. And mm-hmm. I've always said this to Sean Barnett. Sean Barnett is our, dude, one of the most frustrating things, let me back up even a little bit further, is train the trainer courses. It makes me nuts.
Right.
Yeah. I just, I'm not wild about them. And I think that you should be learning from the best in the business. Barnett is a paramedic instructor who's been in first aid for probably 22 or 24 years.
Yeah.
He flew as a flight medic in Afghanistan in support of special forces. He is treated
pretty strong.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of gunshot wounds and mass casualty incidents and explosions. I mean, I'm talking about, like, he got awarded for 75 flight missions in Afghanistan alone. And he said every single one of those, wow, we were bringing somebody back to pee in pieces.
Yeah, no kidding.
And so you got a guy here who literally is a paramedic in Oklahoma City, and they have at least two shootings a day. He's responding to those.
Yeah.
And he's also a part-time SWAT officer. So he actually volunteered to be a reserve officer.
Oh, yeah.
So he could support the SWAT team as a medic for them. That was his call. He does it for free.
Yeah. I mean, the idea that you can learn from that guy as opposed to, you know, reading the...
Dude, I'm telling you, we originally had a guy, and I don't mean to sound like a dick, and only a few people know who it was. It was a train-the-trainer thing. And when he came in to teach here, like, we always run it one time in front of a few people to get some feedback. And, like, dude, hour one, people were like, dude, this guy has no idea what he's talking about. I'm a paramedic. He has no fucking clue what he's talking about.
Oh, wow.
And
wow.
So it was the end of it. And, like, yep, that's the problem. But he taught at the police academy where he works. He's no the guy kid. Who teaches,
that's
like,
terrifying.
the stop to bleed and, like, the tourniquet shit. And we're like, right, he has no fucking idea what he's talking about. And I told him, I'm like, you can't work here. And he's like, why? I'm like, because you don't have, you're not,
right,
you don't know what you're talking about. You right. got Barnett, who literally sits here. These are just some of the things that he treats. He knows how to answer every medical question. The guy's a paramedic instructor.
Yeah.
He teaches paramedics.
Yep. That's the guy you want working on you. Yeah, of course you want. That's the guy you want working on you. You definitely want him teaching you. I mean, I think that's fair to say. Wow.
So, dude, yep, like, think about, like what is your life worth? Number two, I always find it, like, so interesting. Like, nobody wants to project what things will happen in the future for you. Mm-hmm. So if you can make a decision that was sound in judgment and in compliance with the Fourth Amendment, because you heard it at an academy that you pay $66 a month for on this thing, you realize that your attorney fees through your FOP or your JIF or whatever you're part of, like, first of all, good luck with that guy, number one, for the most part. Mm-hmm. And I hate to say that. But number two, if you got to start actually going for another attorney or the stress of it,
yeah,
and this could have been avoided because you learned that you couldn't go into that backpack.
That's right.
And now you're being sued because of this and that and, like, an embarrassment.
Yep.
Dude, it's like, listen, you know, in this industry, nobody spends more time, energy, and effort at constant education than yours truly.
Yeah, right.
And now I've got Kenny addicted to it, too. So I brought Kenny into my mastermind group. And I pay $25,000 a year to be part of a mastermind group to learn how to make this business better for everybody here and your experience better.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah. Like, and that's, you know, that's a good example, like a Fourth Amendment violation like that. That's can be, you know, that stuff's not.
How about your 3-day suspension because you fucked up, right? Like, how about the agency says, like, you don't work at a place where Corey's going to be the end all and be all and gives a recommendation. He's going to say, look, there's a training issue. And I like those agencies that chalk things up to training issues. You know, for me, it's always, what was the intent? Was there a real malicious intent here? Or was this a person trying to do the job and taking their best guess at it?
Yeah.
But you go to an agency that they're ready to give you a 3-5 day rip. Like, tell me what you get paid per day.
Yeah.
$200 a day, right? What do you get? $500 a day?
Yep.
You're going to take a 5-day rip, have no pay.
Yeah.
And so, dude, like, I don't have to make a believer out of people. We had a class recently and I brought this up and, like, literally half the class is like, I'll take it. And the reason is because I've built the trust. I am not willing to dance with that trust. We have told people this was coming to fruition in July. It is now the end of November. And the reason why that is because I couldn't comfortably release this product until it was ready.
Yeah, that's smart.
It'll never be completed as the project, but we have enough to get started, and it's exciting. And dude, we've taken everything that people haven't seen, and it's all there. We've been scraping all of our stuff for like 7 years.
That's great.
We have libraries being good. It's really good. And it gives a great, yeah, it's fantastic. We're really happy with it.
Yeah. And nothing else exists like that too. I mean, you know, you got to. Well,
maybe it does, but you know, and somebody sent me a message and said, well, this is this much a month. And I just replied, my friend, you get what you pay for. If you want to pay $9 a month,
yep.
You want to pay $9 a month.
Yeah. You can also go to YouTube and, you know, just search any given joker that wants to teach you about the Fourth Amendment. You got to be wise who you take advice from and who you get trained by. And you're right. It pays in this profession to look for the best of the best training. Like, period. It makes sense.
Hey guys, follow us on all social media platforms to include Instagram, Twitter, Facebook group. We have so much information going out every single day, and we don't want you to miss out on any of that stuff. So check it out. Go give us a follow. Dude, I think you're insane not to. You know, we just had a conversation with my friend James, who's part of my mastermind group. He's an attorney about 25 minutes from here. Mm-hmm. And so James and I have become better friends because we live close by. And yeah. He's in a few different mastermind groups, and he said to me the other night, we were having a conversation because I'm working with another website developer on the other side of things. And he said, you know, dude, that group that we're a part of, he's like, because of the high ticket price, it's the one mastermind group that I'm a part of that has just better people in it.
Huh.
He's like, I think it's just because it's so expensive to be a part of it. Now, I'm grandfathered in it, $25,000 a year. Their new rate is like $35,000-$40,000 they're looking for. Wow. And they're getting it, dude, because they're attracting. Like one of my friends I just met, he just had a $25 million exit. I was like, how'd you end up here? He's like an award-winning marketing funnel specialist, right? So I'm like, how'd you end up here? He's like, he's from Australia. He's a cool-ass motherfucker. I love this guy. Yep. And he's like, yeah, mate, I'm out here on vacation on holiday, and I looked on my feed. They pixeled me, and I called them up in the telly, sent over $5,000, wired over 5,000, shot down here for the event to check it out. So their clientele, dude, I'm spending time with the best because the ticket for entry.
Yeah.
Is so high that most people can't get in. And this is the guys that you want to be around. And I said, like, it's not necessarily, dude, you'd be amazed at who I get to meet.
Yeah.
And they're all these guys are one degree away from the biggest names that you know of.
How about
like,
that? Yeah.
Everybody's one degree away from like this dude's best friend is like The Rock.
Yeah,
and you're like,
no doubt.
Wow. You're like, yeah, I fucking built this tequila company. He's like one of my best friends. Like this dude's best friend is Jocko, right? Like,
how about that?
I'm just using examples, right? So like when they see things, and everybody likes, believe it or not, in this, just so everybody knows, in this high roller thing, they love the cops, dude.
Yeah.
Like I'm friends with these multimillionaires and into billionaires.
Yeah.
They love the cops. They are excited to as much as they can. Love them.
Like, yeah, that's cool.
Dude, they are Americans. They are conservative, and they love the police. And there is no liberalism in that group anywhere to be found.
Well, and that's, you know, you drive a point there. You know, you're talking about actually a monetary point of entry to a group like that. So you have to, you know, you're effectively, it's sacrifice. It hurts. You know, you're paying that amount. But it's a good, I mean, it's a kind of a good tenet for life. Like the whatever it's worth to build around you the strongest foundation, the tightest group, whatever the sacrifice, it's worth it. It's the same. I mean, I talk about it all the time. Like, you know, there's an old adage that says you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Right. And so look closely at the people that you spend a lot of time with. And whether you want to admit it or not, you're right in the average of those folks. So choose those folks wisely. Like I've told these young guys, you don't need a lot of friends. Like you don't need a big group of shallow friends. Like at this point, at 46 years of age, dude, in this profession, I've got a very, very small group of friends who, in my estimation, are the best of the best, period. Like I've chosen those folks over years. We have kind of mutually selected each other. A lot of us have done the same hard stuff, like, you know, SWAT selection, SWAT over years, you know, taking on various responsibilities. Almost all of us have a lot of kids, like, you know, strong marriages. Like we're choosing to do all the hard things. And that's the kind of folks I want to choose to be around because I know that it's going to make me better. Just like what you're talking about in these groups, you do the hard things to become part of those groups, and then you benefit. And I just think it's worth the sacrifice, whatever that is, in my opinion.
I always wondered, how can I get everybody this training everywhere in the world and also make it affordable? Yeah. And so people would ask me, like, you know, we have 100 guys that want to go through, but they're not willing to pay the full rate at $299 per person. I go, I understand. And I think about this all the time. And so the only solution that was this digital product And dude, it should feel good. And like, we want people's feedback on it. As a matter of fact, you know what I just thought of? I'm going to have Frankie today edit this video immediately and get it up, get it, this podcast up. So if you're listening to this, you will have time to capture the deal. It's a 7-day special, $7.99. Yep. It'll start the day before Thanksgiving and it'll run for 7 days. It is going up from there.
Yeah.
And the regular rate of this is $14.99.
Yeah.
And so we're giving like 48% off, and the regular monthly rate is going to be $149.
Yeah.
We have to keep it at that level because there's semantics behind it. There's a lot of reasons, but we want to get everybody in as much as we can in the beginning.
Yeah.
And maybe at some point, I suspect I'm going to run another special, but I guarantee you that I'm never going to get close to this number again.
Yeah.
Your holiday special might be in the ballpark of like no cap, no bullshit. We'll look at like $9.97 for the year instead of $7.99.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then once that's done with, it's up to $14.99. We're not touching it again. We're just gonna let it roll because once we get enough people in it, I don't need to touch it again. And so, dude, I always had this idea, like we can give everybody the training that they want and need if everybody joins this thing. Yeah. And we have a massive crowd of people in it, so we can support what Street Cop needs to earn to support the staff here.
That's right. Yeah.
And this is not a conversation of Dennis Bonino going to get a Bugatti, because if you think this thing's inundated with money, you're wrong.
Right.
And what I do is I constantly roll it back into, like, so if we have a really good launch, I'm going to hire like 3 more videographers so I can ramp up, and editors, ramp up the training. Yeah. So if you're used to getting an hour a week, we're going to try to give you way more, and just like I want people at like 6-month mark to be like, dude, this is the best fucking thing I ever bought.
Yeah.
And here's the best way. I got another one for you. And if you can't make it to the conference, tickets transferable to anybody you want.
No, that's great. Yeah, that's great.
So, dude, if you say to like your friend, like, hey, man, I can't make it to the conference, Mario.
Yeah.
You want to buy this conference ticket for like $400? Now you're into this whole thing for what? He gets the conference ticket. He's happy.
Yeah, yeah.
You get the university for $399. I don't care what you do with it. It makes no difference to me.
Yeah, long as somebody's there.
Yeah. And dude, honestly, the seats that are there, like once they're filled up, it's first come, first serve. Like there is a limit on them. And it's not what you think it is. It's not a stadium. It's a large conference room. So if you can imagine what it looks like to go into a large conference room.
Yeah.
You know, got a couple thousand people in there. You know, we're probably looking at, I got to double check the numbers, like 2,400 is the max. Dude, we already have 1,000 people signed up for the conference.
No kid. Oh, yeah. No, yeah. This is,
dude. So like, you know, so just people know. And then people are like, oh, well, I already bought the conference ticket. Reach out to us. We'll figure it out. We're going to set you up really nice and really right. We'll figure it out.
Oh, that's a good move. Yeah, that's a boss move. I like that. No, that's great, man.
No, and dude, like the craziest thing is when you come to our conference, we run the craziest deals that week as well. So people who went to the conference last year, they got university for a year for free. They got our entire library of on-demand products, which is like 30 full training programs.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow.
They got, I think they got a discount on the conference ticket. The first 200 who signed up at that time got, we always do one special event for the first 200, which is a very private event with all the Street Cop staff. And like typically some of our keynotes come along, you'll see keynotes there.
Yeah. That's
and cool. they get to really spend some one-on-one time with everybody. Dude, all for the, and they got it for the prices, for actually a discounted price. They bought all of that for $649. It was fucking nuts.
That's nuts.
We actually broke the website twice.
No kid. That's super exciting, man. I feel like you guys are doing it right. You're doing it from the right reason. You're doing it from the right heart. You got a heart for training, saving people's lives, making, you know, bit more righteousness out here than disaster. No, that's great, man. I look forward to hearing how this goes. I think this is a very, very cool promo for sure. That's great.
Well, dude, I'll try to set you up there a little bit and see, you give me some feedback of how you feel about it. And I'm always looking for people's feedback. Like we're going to make this thing, dude, essentially once it's this massive, massive machine, it'll probably be the end all and be all to all training that police departments need to encompass. And I can tell you from experience that, you know, typically what happens at a PD is somebody's, and I'm not trying to criticize PDs, they work with what they got, but somebody gets the blessing to be the CPR instructor. So what do they do?
Yeah.
They go to a CPR class, train the trainer, they come back and you're clicking on a dummy for 20 minutes.
Yeah, for sure. Yep.
Yeah. But you got to remember that. Like a lot of times that stuff costs the agency a lot of money.
Right.
I know for a fact where I worked, they were paying somebody overtime who was a supervisor. And, you know, the overtime rate up here is
$150
an hour. You talk about 4 or 5 weeks of training for an agency our size.
Sure.
So instead of spending $10,000, $15,000 on that, there's a subscription rate that you can get involved in when we have those products. And I think as we continue to build the staff to build more products per state, you might say to me, hey man, in North Carolina, we have to do this, this, and this. Can you guys design a product that fixes that? We have this guy who does it now, or this girl does it now. It's not fantastic.
Yeah.
Maybe you guys come up with something. And we might say, you know what? We'll have that out in 30 days.
Yeah.
You guys, for your next training or some annual training, whatever it may
be. That's cool. Yeah.
You might have something that you might like more from, like, you know, about domestic violence. We might deep dive into it and answer a lot more questions that your trainers didn't think of.
Yeah. No,
it's perfect. Maybe hear from domestic violence incidents or like, you know, just add so much more into it from all perspectives, adding safety factors into it. So, I mean, I know this episode is.
Well, and that's always the case. You know, when you have that subject matter, you know, not necessarily an expert, but a subject matter, you know, individual, that's what they do. Not necessarily they're experts, but that's what they do. They tend to, the training gets stale. It gets, they get a little bit repetitive, and then they're not so pushed to stay up on and current on their, you know, on their expertise. And yeah. And then you have just, and then it's boring. And I've always said, like, making law enforcement training boring, it should be a sin. It should be a law against that. Like, there is no reason that you can't come to a training day that it, like, when I teach, I always shoot for like 60-40, 70-30 education to entertainment. That's the most enjoyable experience. You will retain more, you have a better time, and you will actually learn more. And it opens up the conversation two ways. And you know, there's no reason to make it boring. God, I don't understand it. Like, the stuff that we get to do and get to teach about, why would it be boring? It shouldn't be like that. I walk out of stuff like that. I leave a couple trainings a year. I just walk out.
When we teach, and we teach our instructors here, you know, there's always a first class, and sometimes it's a second one. We just ran a second one. Now he's good to go. We got a guy who does out of Scranton, PA.
Yep.
This shit's fucking fantastic. He teaches pedestrian and bike stops. And you know, the first time he ran it, I'm like, we're in the back of the room. We're like, hey man, you've got to read the room. You've got to put yourself in the shoes of these people. Yeah. And there was an event I was asked to speak at, and I'm going to keep it extremely vague because I'm sick of the days of frustrating people when they think I'm talking about them. But I was asked to speak and put a program on for like an hour and a half, which is, I can really make it just so sweet for you at an hour and a half. And there were people who went before me, and dude, I'm sitting there and I'm like, I'm telling the guy who asked me to come, this is a big organization. And he's like, I'm sorry, you're running into, I'm like, dude, my program is designed to be dead on an hour and 30 minutes. I like,
that's right.
It's a 10-hour program. I've whittled it down to this. This has got to start. Bro, these people talked before me. And Corey, my hand to God, half of the audience, I'm talking hundreds of people, little by little, got up and walked out. Some people were sleeping. Some people were on cell phones. Not one person was listening to what these people were saying. And then I went up on stage and I looked out and said, oh no, you can still see the people out here, right? I can still see them. I'm like, do they not see? How are you just up there talking about yourself for 45 minutes of how great you are? And you're not even noticing that nobody gives a shit.
Right, right. Yeah. You have to be aware. Like, I think that's the most important thing for a trainer. From about 2008 till 2015 or so, I built one of the first trainings on sovereign citizens, myself and a partner, Rob Finch of mine. And we were teaching sovereign citizens all over the East Coast. And then we started teaching in all four time zones. But because of that, we would get invited to teach at like tax assessors conferences, tax collectors conferences, because they would deal with the fraud. And I always said, man, there is nothing better for a trainer than to follow the guy that just had to teach about the new tax code. God, I could go up there and just say nothing, and it's better. It's already a win. But you go up there with the cool stuff that we had put together. You know, you kind of like do CPR on 500 people in attendance, and they come back to life and enjoy the training. But yeah, you got to read the room, man. And that's why, you know, the instructors that you guys hire, that's the different caliber of folks. Again, if it's boring, you have failed as an instructor. There's no reason to make this stuff boring.
Somebody said to me one time, who else could have made case law cool?
That's a good.
It's like when you hear and do, like, my earlier, like 11 years ago when I started teaching this stuff, I had to like really explain in our training flyers like what you were going to experience. And to this day, that language, some of that language still exists.
Yeah.
Because people have been beaten up by case law search and seizure update programs, and they're just like, oh my God, like it's such a, if But dude, we teach it in such a way. Case law courses that we taught stemmed from my proactive patrol course because people were like, yo, this was great. I came to it 4 months ago, but some of the case law stuff I forgot.
Yeah.
And I literally snipped off the first half of proactive patrol and made a new course. And then we had a case law too. And all these things will be available in the university. The more we can do with the universities, the more everybody's going to have access to those things. So we're starting very universal. And then we're going to niche down to state by state by state. That's great. Dude, you're going to have it a library in some time, a library of things you can go to and just get the hard facts taught in a fucking very, very entertaining or very engaging way.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, as soon as you like in this profession, I always use this idea. Think about if you could bring a 1940s, 1920s officer, like in New Jersey, even like right here, and you could beam that person here. And you tell that guy or that gal, look, as a 1920s officer, you need to know at least a little bit about fraud and sovereign citizens and Antifa and, you know, vehicle stops, interdiction. Like you need all these stuff. That 1920s officer would be like, I don't even know what you're talking about. Conversely, if I brought a 2023 officer here right now and said, look, you need to know about an illegal moonshine bootlegging ring in your vicinity. Well, we would be like, I don't even know what that is. Like, that's not that we haven't dealt with that for 100 years. So the point being, our occupation, our profession, our tradecraft is so evolutionary. I mean, fast. I mean, you have to keep up with things continually that if you're not seeking out training and not seeking out, therefore, of course, the best training, you're going to become irrelevant at the very best. You're going to be impotent in your job. You're not going to be able to make any change and you're going to be unsafe. Right. I mean, so you have to continually be training yourself far above whatever your state you live in, whatever they mandate, or else you're going to be unsafe for yourself and your partners. And you're going to be irrelevant and you're not going to be making a difference out here. And that's why training is important.
I find it amazing that like probably 70% of cops in this country are college educated and they spent probably somewhere between $40,000 and $200,000 on a college education.
Yeah.
But refuse to spend a dollar on professional development of the field that they're in. It's flabbergasting to me. You know, I was watching, I buy audiobooks like nuts, right? And I'm even thinking about the mastermind group. I was at the dinner last week, my friend John and his friend, and I was telling about what the cost of the mastermind group is. And he goes, well, that's a lot of money. I said, $25,000 a year. He goes, yeah, it's a lot of money. I said, think about what you're paying to go to school and speak to somebody who has never done any of these things.
Yeah.
I sit in a room with 60 of the most innovative, intelligent, wise people in the world who are nine-figure earners,
right?
Who are doing everything that I want to do and have access and have explanations. And by the way, dude, everybody's just like, yo, how can I help you? Yeah. What do you need? And I'm like, I need this. I'm like, cool. Here's what we did. Here's what it is. You couldn't go to fucking some university, ask your professor on how to develop software that generates seven figures in the first. Dude, just to listen to how they think, even their book recommendations.
And that's the key is when you rub elbows with folks like that, sharing the mindset, like you get the mind, because what happens is whatever your circle of influence is, even if it's really an impressive sphere of influence, you start to think alike in a lot of ways, you know, and that's what makes it a tribal group. And there's a lot of pros to that. But the idea that, you know, you expand those horizons and you're rubbing elbows with those folks in different industries, particularly they think differently, which they expose you to different ways of thinking about things. And yeah, you mentioned book recommendations. That's one of my first questions I always ask somebody when I have to, you know, when I get stuck beside somebody on a plane and they want to talk. Like I like to learn from folks. Like, what are you reading? Tell me, what are you reading? And if they look at me like I've got three eyes, I know they're not reading and therefore we're not going to have a lot, you know, this is probably gonna be a boring conversation. But when I have somebody that's like, well, you know, I've read this and, you know, this is a great book from last year. Like I pick up on and I note those things down and put them on the Amazon list. Right. And I think it makes sense. You have to expand your exposure to those ideas.
Bro, 25 years, a lot of these guys are in their industry, right? I'm essentially an entrepreneurship, quote unquote, 100% focused in street cop training. This company has been around for 11, but I just tabled everything else and went for this 100% 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And so like these guys are impressed with what has been built. You know, I had a conversation with a new friend of mine yesterday about the long game and never you know, playing around with the trust you've earned with people. Yeah. And so I say no to a lot of things, folks. I get pitched all the time about shit. I'm like, nah, you know what?
Smart.
I have earned this reputation. I'm willing to jeopardize it. If I make a mistake, I can own that. But making a significant bad decision is not the route I intend to go.
Yep.
So you got to understand, dude, these men and women that I rub elbows with in these organizations, they have made every mistake that's on my horizon, and they're able to help me navigate around those. And they'll just say, like, were you thinking about doing that? And I'm like, yeah, they're like, yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that. Right.
Like, dude, with university, there's a guy in my group who's built 6 subscription-based businesses.
Wow.
And they, like, he owns them, and they're significant, dude. Like, they're significant. Yeah. And, dude, he's not even a consultant. He just runs his shit. But we were able to do a 1-hour call with him where he told us, like, the do's and don'ts to make sure that, like, all these things. And here's one thing that you don't know is, like, this is a big lifesaver. When you work with a payment processor, right? So, like, Stripe or PayPal.
Yeah.
If you swipe too much, they shut your shit off.
How about that?
And they lock your funds up for 4 to 6 months while they're doing their audit to make sure it wasn't, like, drug trafficking and, like, money laundering. It happened to us here, dude. And I'm like, I got to pay salaries. We owe instructors. Like, you know, and, like, it's guys, it's there. Right. It's there. But, like, you just got to wait.
Yep.
So now what we did was we set it up where we have 3 different vendors so it doesn't shut the whole system off where I can't take people's pun. Like, let's say 1,000 people on Wednesday want to buy this thing.
Yep.
You shouldn't run into any issues. You should be able to purchase this thing. And, dude, I got to tell you, you know, man, I know I'd be climbing all over this thing. A lot of people chime into the bit for it. I'd be climbing all over this thing if I was a cop in today's, you know, the product is going to be fantastic. And you can't, for me, I've made it so delicious and so reasonable, so overly leveraged to the consumer by giving you the $699 ticket and saying, look, on top of that, here's $3,000 worth of training for $100. We're working together collaboratively to make sure we can get thousands of people in this so we can keep the cost low. The more people we get, the lower I can keep the cost. This is not a boutique item. This is a product that's designed for everybody, but I have to generate revenue to make it better. Right now, like, do my videographer editor, Andrew, was like, came in last week. He's like, I need to talk to you. I'm like, what's up? He's like, we need somebody else. I'm like, I understand. And I'm like, maybe I can sell something in my basement. Like, I'm like looking around my house. I'm like, what can I sell to hire somebody for a month to carry us? So, like, dude, it's real. Business is real. It's as highs and lows. And you know, it's been a lot of outside unexpected expenses in this company. But dude, our growth still continues. Just that's the reality of running a business. Anyhow.
Yeah.
That's my 2 cents. So if everybody wants to buy this thing, you should be able to hear this podcast before it. Check it out. Wednesday before Thanksgiving, 2023. I believe the code to get that rate, because you're going to go to the website, it's going to say $14.99. You're going to want to put in Black Friday.
Gotcha.
And because it's a Black Friday special, and run that. You will never see this again. Like I said, I'm probably going to run a Christmas special. It'll go from $7.99 to $9.97 for the same exact thing.
Yep.
And so it's a smoking deal. I'm happy to release it. I hope everybody really enjoys it. It will resolve a lot of the training needs this country is dying for.
Yep. No, that's great, man. That's good. I hope people jump on it. Early Christmas gift too. There you go. Let's go.
Anywho. All right. Listen, I got to roll, dude. It's a crazy day here. I got all sorts of shit to do. Thanks for being on here, man. I know we didn't get too deep into things. I'm glad we got to talk about university. It's
all right. I look forward to exploring too, man. Be safe, pal.
All right, brother.
See you, bud.
Hey guys, check out our upcoming training at StreetCop.com. Don't forget, we have 50 instructors nationally teaching a variety of topics. These are the best classes you're going to experience in your career. We make sure of it. You're going to love it. I guarantee you, you're going to be thankful that you went. Check us out at StreetCop.com for all upcoming classes in your area.